Heart FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours today, Wednesday, the 10th of December, 2025, with a real feel of 25 degrees Celsius. It's currently 23 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon, with wind gusts of 16 kilometers per hour, the headlines. ZNFU urges the government to clear outstanding FRA payments to farmers. Government moves to restore water supply after Iolanda plant power outage. And Zelensky says Ukraine is ready for elections if partners guarantee security.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The Zambia National Farmers Union, ZNFU, has appealed to the government to urgently expedite the payment of all outstanding dues owed to farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency. In a statement, ZNFU President Zikonyo Mahombe says the prolonged delays are adversely affecting farmer liquidity at a critical point in the agricultural calendar. He has noted a marked decline in the purchase of maize seed this year compared to the same period last year, an indicator that many farmers lack the capital needed to fully participate in the current planting season. Mr. Mahombe has warned that this trend poses a significant risk to the country's strategic target of progressively attaining a national maize production level of 10 million metric tons by 2027. He has emphasized that if farmers remain unable to secure inputs on time due to delayed payments, the nation risks undermining progress achieved through the government's maize market reforms, including efforts to raise productivity. The government has assured the public that every effort is being made to restore water supply following a power interruption at the Iolanda Water Treatment Plant in Kafue on Monday, 8th December 2025, which affected water supply to several parts of Lusaka. In a statement, Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu says the outage lasted for close to 4 hours. However, restarting the plant and rebuilding the required reservoir levels resulted in a total production loss of almost 8 hours. Mr. Nzovu says to reduce the risk of further disruptions, ZESCO will today, Wednesday, 10th December 2025, undertake maintenance works at the Iolanda plant between 08 and 15 hours. He has explained that given the reduced production during the recovery period, water supply has been prioritized for hospitals and other essential public facilities to ensure that critical services remain uninterrupted. In more news, this afternoon, police in Lusaka are investigating a case in which a newborn male baby was allegedly abandoned in Ballaston Park, Jamaica area yesterday. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says around 14 hours, a 35-year-old female passerby discovered the unclothed infant crying and exposed to the rain near the roadside. Mr. Chilavi said she immediately rendered assistance and with the help of the community members reported the matter to the police. He said police officers responded swiftly and transported the baby to the University Teaching Hospital where he is receiving medical care.
The Zambia Police Service wishes to inform the public that it is investigating a case in which a newborn was allegedly abandoned in Ballaston Park, Jamaica area, Lusaka, on December 9, 2025. A 35-year-old female passerby discovered the infant near the roadside. She immediately rendered assistance, reported the matter to the police. Police officers responded swiftly and transported the infant to the University Teaching Hospital, where he is currently receiving medical care. Urge members of the public who may have information that could assist in identifying and bringing to justice those responsible for this unlawful act to report to the nearest police station.
Now, Socialist Party Mobilization Coordinator for Luapula Province, Evaristo Nswima, says change of government is the only solution that can save the country and restore living conditions he claims have deteriorated under the UPND administration. Speaking on the Socialist Hour program, Mr. Nswima said the UPND has failed to deliver on its promises and accused the administration of pushing policies that disadvantage ordinary citizens. He has cited Bill 7, alleging that the government is forcing it on the people and claiming the legislation poses a threat to citizens' rights while deepening the challenges already being faced across the country. Mr. Nswima has since urged Zambians to vote out the UPND in 2026 general elections, saying the Socialist Party offers an alternative path that he believes would restore stability and improve living conditions.
Ukuchinja siyo vuteko, no kuchinja mitekele, e solution ikalenge chalo chesu cha Zambia, ukubwele rapo chifile chabela. Ngata tuchitile efyo, ubu afya, eko vuri kuntanchi, ubu akweva tiavena Zambia, bakesa ibu kisho kweva tinarikwevele tabulapo. Pantuna ya mafunde tule umfuwa ya laesa, tafiaka veo mutende, pantuvarefuwa atavarefuwa ya wala titikisho kweva tiyave. Ninshi, maari ashia kuikarila po ninshi, apotu walanda nomba mchisungu mutila ti dictatorship. Ya inge. Mwina Zambia fionse uwa kuata voters card. Afuile aluisha ukuvota pantu emu ine wansambu.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The government says a total of 895,569 farmers, representing 87.42%, have redeemed their inputs under the electronic voucher system of the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, as of 9th December 2025. Ministry of Agriculture Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Zulu says this represents a significant increase in the pace of redemptions and demonstrates the system's effectiveness in ensuring that inputs reach smallholder farmers on time. He said redemption performance across the provinces remains strong and encouraging, with Northwestern at 93.02%, Luapula at 91.99%, Northern at 90.61%, Central at 88.32%, and Lusaka at 87.96%, among others. Mr. Zulu says the ministry remains encouraged by the high levels of farmer participation and the consistent performance of the digital system, which continues to enhance transparency, accountability, and timely access to agricultural inputs.
As of yesterday, 9th December 2025, a total of 895,569 farmers have successfully redeemed their inputs. This represents 87% of success rate, and it also reflects the system's efficiency and the high levels of participation from our smallholder farmers from across the country. Provincial performance remains very strong, with Northwestern Province leading at 93%, followed by Luapula at 91.9%.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
To Eastern Europe, Ukraine is ready for elections, the President Volodymyr Zelensky has said, after US President Donald Trump repeated claims Kiev was using war to avoid holding elections. Zelensky's five-year term as president was due to end in May 2024, but elections have been suspended in Ukraine since martial law was declared after Russia's invasion. Speaking to reporters following Trump's comments in a wide-ranging political interview, Zelensky said he would ask for proposals to be drawn up which could change the law. The BBC has more on other stories.
The escalating border conflict between Cambodia and Thailand has forced more than 500,000 people from their homes. Thousands of Cambodian rockets have been fired into Thailand, while Thai airstrikes on Cambodian positions have continued. Amazon has announced plans to double its investment in India by 2030, spending a further $35 billion. It says the investment will create 1 million new jobs. Member states of Europe's main human rights body, the Council of Europe, are meeting today for talks which could overhaul the way human rights law treats migration. They'll be considering whether the law can be reinterpreted to make it easier to target people smugglers. The move is backed by several European leaders, including the prime ministers of Britain and Denmark. Rwanda has denied any role in the latest fighting between Congolese forces and the M23 rebel group in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Kigali says it's not responsible for ceasefire violations and the renewed clashes in South Kivu province. The Rwanda-backed fighters are reported to have entered Uvira, a strategic town near the border with Burundi, though local authorities insist Congolese troops remain in control.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.